recorder here. First time I've ever been recorded. I don't know if Father Ben has enough space on here for how long I'm going to talk tonight. We'll see.
So yes, he already introduced me. Father Drew Braun again at Moore, Cook, and Tower, and truly a pleasure to be with you. As Father Ben said, we were roommates, so you can imagine the saint that I've become through that time of being roommates with Father Ben and Hadrich. You know, at times that I look back on very fondly. He's definitely one of my dearest friends. So it's a delight to be up here with all of you in International Falls, and good to be staying with my good friend here. Why don't we just begin with a prayer? In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we take pause to turn to you, to draw our minds to you. Lord, we are soon to enter into this holy week, this week where we meditate upon you and your life, the cross, crucifixion. You endured it all, and you endured it all for each one of us. We pray that you would bless us this night. Help us to look forward to that great day, that resurrection. Draw us into this time of adoration, confessions, and fill us with your grace. Bless this parish and all its families. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Is it too loud?
Yeah.
A little too loud? No? I didn't mean. Yes? Okay, I think it's okay. Well, good evening, everyone. Yeah, there's kind of usually like, do we say good evening? So good evening. I'm going to talk a little bit about adoration. The challenge I have in this talk is that the realities of your life are all in different places. Like, some of you probably have gone to adoration many times. Some of you probably could get up here and give this talk instead of me. Some of you maybe have not gone to adoration very much. And so even this word adoration is something new. Like, what are we doing? Adoration. And so my hope is that I'll hopefully give each of you something. We'll just look at some of the basics of adoration, or what we're doing tonight. And I think it's always good to look at the basics. I mean, even during Lent, we very much focus on the basics. And so we'll focus on the basics of adoration, but then also maybe get a little deeper too. So I just want to start by answering the question, like, what is adoration? What are we doing tonight? Well, all of us have the great opportunity to gather in this church and to be in the presence of God. And God, in the form of bread, and I think it's really amazing when we think about this, that God humbles himself, like the God who created the universe, the God who died for us, humbles himself and is still present here in the Eucharist. Truly remarkable when we think about it, we get the opportunity to sit in front of Jesus. And again, this might be too basic, but if you don't know, what we have here this gold vessel. It's called a monstrance. And the monstrance is the thing in which we put Jesus. There's like a little glass window in there. So we put the host in there so all of us can see Jesus. Again, under the form of bread, but Jesus truly present, so we can look upon him and sit in his presence. This is called a monstrance, this vessel, and it comes from the Latin meaning monstrare, which means to show forth, and so it shows forth Jesus. And so that is just a basic, you know, part, that we sit in front of the monstrance, or kneel, or whatever we might do, we're in the presence of God, we can see him, which is what separates adoration from, you know, every other form of prayer that we can do. We can come into the church and sit in front of the tabernacle. We can pray in front of a crucifix. We can pray even in nature. But when we come to adoration, we get the opportunity to look upon Jesus. There's a great quote from Mother Teresa. Because we might ask, well, why can't I just sit at home and pray to a crucifix? Like, what's the difference? She said that if you look at a crucifix, you see how much God loved us then. When you look at the Eucharist, you see how much God loves us now. So again, we have something special here as Catholics, and I hope we all realize that this separates us from anybody else, that we have this opportunity to come and adore Jesus. And again, you might now be asking kind of another question, well, what do I do in adoration? What am I supposed to do now that Jesus is in front of me? Well, there are many things that you can do. There are many types of prayer. You can even just sit there. Just be at peace. And say the simplest prayer, just sit there and utter the name of Jesus over and over. You can hear God's presence, and he's happy that you're here. You pray the rosary. You can relent every time you do Stations of the Cross. You can read scripture. You have a book of a saint. You have an opportunity just to sit and to pray. And we're going to have some wonderful music that will be played to really help draw us into this worship of God. So what do you do during adoration? Well, exactly that. Pray in the form that you find most comfortable or what's best. But you might ask, like, why? Why do we go to adoration? Why? We came to sit in front of God. Father Ben and I were actually just out fishing. We went out fishing last night and also this morning, and we froze. Of course, Father Ben brought hand warmers with, but I'm a man, so I didn't bring any hand warmers. So my fingers were icicles by the time we were done. But anyway, while we were freezing, my mom right now is actually down in Florida. Isn't that nice? So she's sitting on a beach somewhere in Florida, you know, probably looking at the sun right now, soaking up some rays, getting a nice tan, right? I mean, have you ever been down to Florida? How many have been to Florida, sat on the beach? Yeah. So, part of sitting on the beach is you soak up this sun, right? And you get a tan, okay? Now, I gave this talk to my kids just a few days ago, and they were like, Father, isn't that bad? I'm like, look, I'm not telling you to go tan, okay? I'm just gonna use this as an analogy, all right? When we go to get a tan, someone who goes to goes to the beach to tan, they go out there, and what do they do? What do they do to get a tan?
Sit in the sun.
Yeah, you just sit there, though, right? I mean, you don't really even have to do anything. You can just sit there. It's not just yell at the sun, come on, shine! No, you just sit there. And so that's what we have to do. That's all we have to do in adoration is essentially sit here. Because we don't sit in front of the sun. We sit in front of the Son of God, right? My mom used to be part of a group of ladies who would come to adoration frequently. And they called themselves the Sunbathers. But S-O-N, of course. Sunbathers. But again, when we get a tan, when we go and, see some color, it doesn't actually happen right away. It takes some time, right? Has to develop. So even tonight you might come here and then walk away and say, well, I didn't really experience anything, feel anything. Sometimes it takes some time. Sometimes you have to wait a little bit, and then all of a sudden you notice the change. Oh, I got a little bit of color from sitting in the sun the other day. And so we sit in front of the sun and we allow, and even the monstrance looks like a sun, those rays pouring forth. We sit there and we allow God to change us. And again, we don't have to do much. And pray, but even just sit there and just say the name of Jesus. It's also good to become, come prepared. When you go to the beach, you bring your towel, a book, sunglasses, some copper tone. And so, if you don't have anything now, maybe next time you come to adoration, come prepared. Bring your Bible. Bring a rose for you. Just come prepared for this, again, this great opportunity to be in front of God. God changes us through this experience. It might be slow, but we trust and we believe that. But I also want us to look, because sometimes we focus so much on ourselves, right? What should I do? What's happening with me? But think about it from God's perspective. I'm always fascinated by airports. People just, they're carrying their own clothes, traveling places. And one of my favorite parts of the airport is when you get off the plane, and there's people who are standing there, waiting for their loved ones to come back, right? And they all have the same expression. They're all sitting there and they're just waiting, right? Waiting for the loved one, you know, where's the plane? But then it happens. They go from this to seeing their loved one. Welcome back! Good to see you! You know, they'll run up and they'll give a hug like, I know you! Oh, yes, it's good to have you home. And there's like this rejoicing, right? Every time we come into this church, every time we approach this altar, and every time we come to adoration, welcome back. I know you. My beloved son, my beloved daughter has come to see me. He rejoices, so it's not just about us, but it's about God also enjoying our presence. Each one of us. Because God does love us. And I think oftentimes like, it gets watered down. God loves you. But think about it. We're about to go into Holy Week. Everything that was done in Holy Week, the crowning of thorns, the carrying the cross, the crucifixion, what got him through all that? Think about it, the pain. What got him through all that? It was you. You were his only motivation. He did it for you. And yet we don't believe that every time we come to adoration or into this church, that God isn't like happy to see us. He rejoices every time we come here. And he waits for us. Welcome back. Welcome home. This adoration is an encounter. We're going to get this chance to encounter our God. And isn't that a beautiful thing? We encounter him in all the sacraments, and we'll also have an opportunity to go to confession. So I don't want to delay this any longer. The Lord will rejoice that you are here. He rejoices that you are here. But he also desires to change tonight, have an effect in your life. And so simply just be, pray, and allow him to do that tonight. Pray that he will bless all of you and truly come to love this time, love this opportunity.